Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Is the greatest love story in wrestling history over? We'll talk about it in a minute, plus an update on an injured Raw star and sons of a WWE Hall of Famer make their SmackDown debut. Talk about that as well. For Monday, September the 14th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. We start your Monday morning with sexy jazz. Mandy Rose in the news this morning. You may have seen this on your timeline as you are waking up. Mandy Rose drafted to Monday Night Raw from SmackDown. Something she may or may not have been aware of. So Mandy Rose's reaction when Twitter revealed that she was jumping to Raw was simply, "What?" She then followed this up with a statement, and it goes a little bit like this. It was written out onto a Word app, screen grabbed, and stuck onto the internet. And Mandy Rose says, "You dirty bastard. 3 weeks. It took 3 weeks to find out why I wasn't on SmackDown. And of course, it's because of you, Mike," referring to The Miz. Said, "I had a career moment at SummerSlam to not be on SmackDown, and you just drop it on talking smack like it's nothing. You affect my career and my time so you could try and stop Otis from succeeding. This is how you use your pull. Wow. If I'm going to Raw, that's great. I'll do bigger and better things on Mondays than I've done on Fridays. Oh, and if you think you're going to split Otis and I up, think again, Miz. There are 7 days in a week, and me and Mr. Money in the Bank are as tight as ever." Mandy Rose livid online about being separated from Otis. And it seems as if The Miz had a lot to do with this. He went onto Twitter to say that he'd used his pull to get Mandy moved over to Raw so Otis could focus on being Mr. Money in the Bank. Miz claiming that Otis can't focus with Mandy around. So all of this feels like a lot of storyline bluster, but it does intrigue as to why they felt the need to move Mandy to Raw in this way. Something that was so very throwaway, like late last night announced that Mandy's now on Raw. And it does beg the question whether Mandy even knew this was the thing that was going to happen. Now, it's easy to kind of see the storyline develop from here, but it just seems very sudden, very out of the blue to move Mandy from there to Raw. I guess we will see how it plays out. And I'm relieved that their relationship is still intact. It's always nerve-wracking when you're in a relationship and one person moves away. Hoping they'll be all right. I think 2020 has been bad enough. If you split up Otis and Mandy, you might as well put this year in the bin. That'd be devastating. So we may very well see Mandy Rose make her Raw debut tonight as part of Raw In Your Face, as it's being called. WWE's thing at the moment is to give every show its own cheeky little catchphrase. So tonight is called Raw In Your Face. Sam talked about this on Cultaholic News over the weekend. One person that we may not see on Raw In Your Face is Ivar.
"And that's how I slam dunk the basketball."
"Oh, wow."
"I know, it's hard to believe. Ivar, there you are. Where have you been?"
"It's okay.
Yeah, hey, we gotta go, like, now. Our match is next, and I don't have any tape."
"No, don't be mad at him. We were talking, and I shouldn't have kept him, but I don't know. He's kind of cute." You? Not so much.
Sending our best wishes to Ivar. As cute as he is, can't avoid injury by being cute. So, Dave Meltzer reporting that WWE hasn't yet decided whether Ivar is going to be taking time off for surgery. So he's still getting checked out. This is just under a week removed from that injury. It's believed that his head collided with Bobby Lashley's shoulder when he did the Viking dive outside of the ring, and that is what caused the match to be stopped. The moment that collision happened, we saw Ivar throw up the X. Match very quickly wrapped up, and we saw medical personnel checking on Ivar. We've talked about Ivar putting out a statement thanking fans and saying he'll keep them updated. There is a concern when it comes to Ivar that this isn't just your common or garden stinger, because Ivar has a history of issues with his neck, something that has sort of walked beside him throughout his wrestling career. So they want to be extra cautious when it comes to getting Ivar back in the ring. And it might be a case that somebody with previous problems with their neck having an injury like this, they may be reluctant to get them back into the ring sooner rather than later. So I doubt we'll be seeing Ivar on Monday Night Raw tonight. There's no doubt they will be referencing what happened with Ivar on Monday night, or on tonight rather. So we'll find out later on today. So the debut of Mandy, an update on Ivar on Raw, and also tonight on Raw, a match between Drew McIntyre and Keith Lee. Non-title match between those two. And the shots have been fired online about this. The reason this match is happening is because Keith Lee feels that Drew McIntyre has been sticking his nose in during every match he's had with Randy Orton, so they need to have it out. Yesterday morning, Drew McIntyre took to Twitter to respond to a tweet from Keith. And Drew responded with, quote, "Beat me and I'll personally have a word about your theme music." Keith Lee has responded with, "That stung, but you're on." Monday Night Raw tonight. Monday Night Raw in your face, as it's being called. It might be a one-off. I don't know. But either way, Monday Night Raw in your face is on tonight. And we will talk more about Monday Night Raw tomorrow on Raw Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Your last chance to get some limited run items at cultaholicshop.com. Gary YouTube lapel pins and shirts are still available. And for that last bit of summer in 2020, mark it with some Cultaholic sunglasses. More lines coming very soon. I can't tell you exactly what's coming soon. I have had a sneaky preview and there's some good stuff coming. There is some very good stuff coming, but the stuff that we've got right now is limited run. Once it's gone, it's gone. You can find out what's left. Grab something that will only exist for a finite amount of time over at cultaholicshop.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My name is Miro, and I'm all elite.
Wow, that's impactful.
Miro.
The debut of Miro in AEW. Those chants of Miro Day still ringing in our ears here. Miro's been having a good chat on his Twitch channel about the last few days. He has been very complimentary of Tony Khan. He said, quote, "I'm very thankful to Tony Khan. We got in contact and he is such a good dude. He's very open to talk with creative and ideas. He's around everybody. He's not hiding, none of that. His energy is great. He just wants the best. And that is all it is. We have the same agenda. We all want to succeed. We are all promoting ourselves, of course, but we're all in agreement. AEW can do great things. We already doing great, destroying NXT and all that." Or Miro also explains and says the best man handle is something that he is embracing, and it's not just for the Kip Sabian wedding, though. The best man is going to be a thing that sticks around. He says, quote, "They needed a best man and I feel like that's a great spot for me, but I'm not just a best man, I am the best man." Miro also revealed that he'd been offered the chance to be a part of Impact Wrestling. He said that having COVID-19 had nothing to do with him not joining Impact. He said it had nothing to do with COVID. "I just didn't want to go to Impact. They were very kind and they reached out. I just needed some time." In another lifetime, we could have seen Miro as part of Impact Wrestling, but that is not to be. As it stands, he is very much a part of All Elite Wrestling going forward. I'm really excited to see what Miro will do as part of AEW. I think there's some exciting things in the future for Miro, don't you think? New Japan Pro Wrestling have made a big announcement pertaining to New Japan Strong. Some big plans in the future for NJPW, as was revealed on Strong this past week. So the plan is going to be that New Japan will run a new event called Lions Break Crown. So this is going to be a single elimination tournament that's going to feature 8 competitors who, as described by New Japan, are the hottest young talents that we can find anywhere. Now, Fighting Spirit Unleashed is currently touring as well, and Strong will be comprised of a series of Road to events in the same vein as Fighting Spirit Unleashed, and it will culminate with the New Japan Pro Wrestling Lions Break Crown event itself. You're going to see the first Lions Break Crown event this Friday. It's a brand spanking new tournament for New Japan Strong. I'm enjoying the energy of New Japan Strong at the moment. This was going to be the breakout year for New Japan of America, and obviously what with the world doing what it's doing, that hasn't really happened. But New Japan Strong is really interesting television on a Friday. You can watch it via New Japan World, and there's some really good stuff coming out of there right now. Talking on his latest live stream, Chris Jericho was chatting about who he still speaks to from WWE. Quite a few surprising names in there, one in particular. Jericho says, quote, "I haven't been speaking to a lot of people, but not for any other reason other than the fact that we're busy doing our things. I still talk to Kevin Owens, Drake Maverick, and Samoa Joe. I speak to Edge once in a while. I also text Seth Rollins once in a while. I also talk to Vince from time to time. But I do talk to WWE guys, but not on a daily basis. Definitely not. We're all very busy people on different planes, flying to different parts of the world. I still have much respect and love for all of them there." Also, AEW have confirmed what the plan is for Dynamite this week. It was a bit up in the air when we last spoke because of the NBA playoffs. They have confirmed that Dynamite will air in its normal time slot on a Wednesday night this week. NXT will also be back on a Wednesday night after 2 weeks of Tuesday broadcasts. Now, Dynamite was meant to be moving to Thursday if an NBA game was scheduled. However, Denver Nuggets beat the Clippers yesterday, so therefore a game 7 on Tuesday will air in its normal time slot. So it's basically everything's back as it should be. So Dynamite and NXT going back up against each other next week. They've had such great numbers being unopposed. I mean, NXT has done well. AEW has done really well. You have to wonder whether the discussions will be had, more so from the WWE side than the AEW side, as to whether or not they move days. Because there certainly would be strength for both sides in not running up against one another. Impact Wrestling's Knockouts champion is about to make history as Deonna Purrazzo has been confirmed as the first female competitor for Josh Barnett's Bloodsport on October the 11th. So we had Josh Alexander and Homicide announced just before this. Deonna Purrazzo, formerly of the WWE, released back in April, immediately made an impact on Impact and has become the Knockouts champion. She will be putting that belt over her shoulder and heading to Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. It's part of the GCW Collective weekend in Indianapolis, Indiana. So what we're going to see for that, and we'll talk about this closer to the time, this is the series of events that we were going to get during WrestleMania week from GCW. This includes For the Culture, Effie's Big Gay Brunch, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, and loads of other huge things as well. Eddie Kingston putting on a Grindhouse event. It's going to be a very colourful, unique weekend of professional wrestling from GCW. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to it. Simone Johnson, daughter of The Rock, revealed on Twitter that she is undergoing surgery. She says, quote, "I'm having knee surgery for the third time. As not fun as surgery is, I'm looking forward to my knees not popping out anymore. That said, please send me video game suggestions, movie suggestions, or anything else to help pass the time." She's been training as part of the Performance Center. She signed with WWE back in February. Hasn't appeared on NXT yet, but has been part of the crowd during Raw, SmackDown, and NXT shows from the Performance Center. You may have caught her there. Obviously, a nagging long-term discomfort regarding her knees being sorted so she can properly throw herself into the wrestling world going forward. Overnight viewership for SmackDown was pretty good. I would say it's very, very positive. Average 2.26 million viewers from Friday night, up 9% from the following week. It's actually the largest overnight viewership for SmackDown since the 10th of April, which was the SmackDown after WrestleMania, normally the highest of the year. It finished third out of five shows among new programming on the networks. Fifth out of eight shows in terms of total viewers. Really good numbers for SmackDown. It's that Bayley and Sasha Banks are doing great things right now. And it is just that constant argument of why it's important to have long-term storytelling that people can really get their teeth into. That is exactly what is happening here. And you love to see it. And if you were watching SmackDown on Friday, you'd have seen those two security guards dragging Sami Zayn out of the Thunderdome. Those security guards were the sons of a WWE Hall of Famer. Those security guards were Terrence and Terrell Hughes, the twins of WWE Hall of Famer and WWE producer Devon Dudley. Now, they have worked for USWA. They were part of Conquer Pro Wrestling in the past. Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling. They've been tag team champions on the circuit as well. They were also part of TNA many years ago. Do you remember when Devon brought his kids into a storyline on the television show? They were part of that too. Good to see them on SmackDown. I thought they played their quite short and sweet role very, very well. The Cultaholic YouTube channel today, you can check out a couple of videos that we dropped from over the weekend, including 10 WWE superstars who had huge backstage heat. There's some very unpopular people within WWE. Find out all about those. Also check out, we dropped over the weekend, 10 WWE superstars who frightened us as kids. Which wrestler genuinely put the fear up you when you were a kid? Why not take a look at our list? See if any there bring back any awful memories. And you know what? I think there's certainly going to be some discussions on this in the comments section. 10 best wrestling promos ever. I'm sure you'll have your opinion on which promo is the best of all time. I'm sure you'll disagree with us, and we'd love to know your opinions. You can check it out on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. Cultaholic.com. Details on Miro joining AEW. Some really strong comments levied towards WWE. Read them. Plus the thoughts of Bellator president Scott Coker on Brock Lesnar bringing the fight to his promotion. Details on that at cultaholic.com. On the Cultaholic podcast feed this week, it's been a bit quiet on the feed due to a few shows taking a short break. I can tell you that Desert Island Graps will be returning in October. It's been on a brief hiatus over the last month as other projects have taken over, but I'm really excited to give you some really, really cool guests once we get back up and running in October, which is only a couple of weeks away. So we'll be back on a Wednesday night from October very, very soon. The Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review returns tomorrow. It's a special watch-along edition. If you are a fan of wrestling from the UK, you may be familiar with a few UK-only pay-per-views that ran here on this side of the water. And we do a watch-along special for WWF Insurrection 2000. If you're a UK fan, it'll bring back some memories. If you're an American fan, why don't you watch along with me and Matthew Gregg as we watch basically a jumped-up house show. It'd be great if you joined us there. And let's talk about the Cultaholic Twitch stream. twitch.tv/cultaholic. We are there every single day of the week. And with different people, not just the guys that you love to watch on the YouTube channel. Sam on a Thursday, playing some Tony Hawk's lately and some Fall Guys stuff lately. Jack and Owen on a Wednesday playing Football Manager and some Fall Guys as well. Big fan of Fall Guys. Adam Pacitti here on a Tuesday, watching some classic British television as well. I'm with you on a Tuesday lunchtime. We watch old movies together. And on a Friday, where we do the call-in show, Love You By Friday. But tonight is the night of our editor, Andrew. And on behalf of all of us here, the love for Andrew has been amazing. Like, Andrew is such a cool character to have in the office. So much fun to be around. He's one of our top editors as well. And on a Monday night, he's been playing PlayStation 2 stuff. He's been playing... he played Chicken Run. For the PS2. Well, that was the PS1 game, wasn't it? My apologies. He's been playing Chicken Run, which is like a kid's version of Metal Gear Solid. It's an incredible game. He gave us Dog's Life a few weeks back. He's been playing Jack and Daxter. And he's just been a joy to watch on Twitch. And you can support Andrew tonight. He's back on at 6 o'clock British time. And all of us here at Cultaholic by going to twitch.tv/cultaholic. Advice for Twitch, right? If you want to get involved in the chat, I believe... once you follow, you can't comment for like 30 minutes. So my advice would be to go to twitch.tv/cultaholic. If you're not following already, hit that follow button now. So the moment that Andrew joins later, the moment that we're on with a program that you want to enjoy, you can just jump straight into the conversation. And it will be an honor and a privilege to have you there. twitch.tv/cultaholic. It's the Cultaholic lads live doing anything other than wrestling. Sometimes we all need that, don't we? I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.